This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith for Conversations in Medicine. Our guest today is Dr. Gerald Militello. He is a hematologist-oncologist. His topic today is melanoma prevention and risk factors. Welcome, Dr. Militello.
Thank you, Susan.
If we are to prevent melanoma, it may require some explanation of what it is and how are we going to prevent it, especially in the summer.
Well, the biggest thing is everybody should be using a sunscreen, an SPF 15 or higher, and that's protective against the damages from the sun. And it's just, we never did this in the past. Children would go out, get burned, and this is the number one thing that we need to do to avoid sun exposure and risk of melanoma.
Those tanning booths. What about tanning booths?
Well, tanning booths are the new wave of the future for cancer causation. Mm-hmm. And looking at the statistics with the risk of cancer, I was shocked. One session in a tanning booth increases your chances of melanoma by 20%. If used before the age of 35, it increases your risk by 75%. Increased risk of squamous cell by 67%. Basal cell by 29%. Really and truly, from my end, I think they're more dangerous than the sun. And it's truly amazing. I think you will be hearing over the next few years about the risk of the cases of melanoma and skin cancers from tanning booths.
Very fair skin, and that's what I have. How about avoiding sunburns? But we still want to be part of the action. What would you say to someone like me?
You can go out in the sun as long as you're protected. There's nothing wrong with going in the sun. Just protect yourself with the sunscreen, hats, long sleeves. Everybody wants to have that dark look, but it's just not healthy.
What about parents and little children who are being exposed and the parents are not putting the correct SPF on the child?
Well, there should be a law against putting your child out in the sun. I mean, the children need to be protected even more so than you. Every little kid out in the pool should be coated with sunscreen before they go out and then have an umbrella out. You see these kids at the beach, and I saw a lady right before I came here who told me her first sunburn, she peeled and had blisters and ulcers and was terrified of the sun from there on. And that just shouldn't happen these days. Back 20, 30 years ago, people just didn't know, but we all are smart enough to know now you need to protect yourself from the sun.
If we are questioning any area on our body, and is it a general practitioner we would see to give us a yearly body skin exam, or would you do that?
I think a general practitioner. I don't think you have to see a dermatologist per se. I think any physician can examine your skin. I think, first of all, you should do it yourself. But if you're at a high risk, if you have a strong family history of melanoma, if you're red-haired, freckled, fair-skinned, I don't think it's a bad idea to see someone at least once a year for a good skin screening. And the thing is, any changing mole. I have people come in and they'll say this mole's been here for 5 years, and in the last 6 weeks, it just looks different. That's a reason to go in. But everyone should be screened, more so if you're fair-complected or have a family history.
Do you advocate a monthly self-examination of the entire body?
Yes, I do. And that's something so easy to do when you're taking a shower or a bath.
Let's talk about survival with melanoma. It is the most common form of skin cancer for adults aged 25 to 29, and the second most common for people aged 15 to 29. If that is so, what do we do about it? I mean, if we're already putting the sunscreen on, we're not staying exposed for long periods of time, but we still get it.
Well, number one, as you said, prevention is the best cure for melanoma. 98% survival if we catch melanoma very early, no nodular involvement. Once it's spread to lymph nodes, your survival drops down to 68%. We're seeing, like I said, about a 25% complete response rate with the interleukin, but your best chances are very early detection. It's a dreaded disease if it's stage four.
Thanks, Dr. Militello. This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith and B. Cole Editor for Conversations in Medicine.